To bring our country back. They want to make America great again. It's a very simple phrase, make America great again. She's destroying this country, and if she becomes president, this country doesn't have a chance of success. Not only success, we'll end up being Venezuela on steroids.
I just want to clarify here, you bring up Springfield, Ohio, and ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there have been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community.
Well, I've seen people on television.
Let me just say here, this is the
people on television say my dog was taken and used for food. So maybe he said that, and maybe that's a good thing to say for a city manager.
I'm not taking this from television.
But the people on television saying their dog was eaten by the people that went there.
Again, the Springfield city manager says there's no evidence of that. Vice President Harris, I'll let you respond to the rest of what you've heard.
You talk about extreme. this is, I think, one of the reasons why in this election I actually have the endorsement of 200 Republicans who have formerly worked with President Bush, Mitt Romney, and John McCain, including the endorsement of former Vice President Dick Cheney and Congressmember Liz Cheney. And if you want to really know the inside track on who the former president is, if he didn't make it clear already, just ask people who have worked with him. His former chief of staff, a four-star general, has said he has contempt for the Constitution of the United States. His former national security advisor has said he is dangerous and unfit. His former Secretary of Defense has said the nation, the republic, would never survive another Trump term. And when we listen to this kind of rhetoric, when the issues that affect the American people are not being addressed, I think the choice is clear in this election.
President Trump, I'll give you a quick minute to respond.
Yeah. Thank you, because when I hear that, see, I'm a different kind of a person. I fired most of those people, not so graciously. They did bad things or a bad job. I fired them. They never fired one person. They didn't fire anybody having to do with Afghanistan and the Taliban and the 13 people whose were just killed, viciously and violently killed. And I got to know the parents and the family. They didn't fire. They should have fired all those generals, all those top people, because that was one of the most incompetently handled situations anybody has ever seen. So when somebody does a bad job, I fire him. And you take a guy like Esper. He was no good. I fired him. So he writes a book. Another one writes a book. Because with me, they can write books. With nobody else, can they? But they have done such a poor job, and they never fire anybody. Look at the economy. Look at the inflation. They didn't fire any of their economists. They have the same people. That's a good way not to have books written about you. But just to finish, I got more votes than any Republican in history by far. In fact, I got more votes than any president, sitting president, in history by far.
Let me continue on immigration. It was what you wanted to talk about earlier, so let's get back to your deportation proposal that the vice president has reacted to as well. President Trump, you call this the largest domestic deportation operation in the history of our country. You say you would use the National Guard. You say if things get out of control, you'd have no problem using the U.S. military.
With local police, yes.
You also said you would use local police. How would you deport 11 million undocumented immigrants? I know you believe that number is much higher. Take us through this. What does this look like? Will authorities be going door to door in this country?
Yeah. It is much higher because of them. They allowed criminals, many, many millions of criminals. They allowed terrorists. They allowed common street criminals. They allowed people to come in, drug dealers, to come into our country. And they're now in the United States and told by their countries like Venezuela, don't ever come back or we're going to kill you. Do you know that crime in Venezuela and crime in countries all over the world is way down? You know why? Because they've taken their criminals off the street and they've given them to her to put into our country. And this will be one of the greatest mistakes in history for them to allow, and I think they probably did it because they think they're going to get votes, but it's not worth it. because they're destroying the fabric of our country by what they've done. There's never been anything done like this at all. They've destroyed the fabric of our country. Millions of people let in. And all over the world, crime is down. All over the world except here. Crime here is up and through the roof. Despite their fraudulent statements that they made, crime in this country is through the roof. And we have a new form of crime. It's called migrant crime. And it's happening at levels that nobody thought possible.
President Trump, as you know, the FBI says overall violent crime is actually coming down in this country. But Vice
excuse
President
me, the
Harris,
FBI defraud. They were defrauding statements. They didn't include the worst cities. They didn't include the cities with the worst crime. It was a fraud, just like their number of 818,000 jobs that they said they created turned out to be a fraud.
President Trump, thank you. I'll let you respond, Vice President Harris.
Well, I think this is so rich coming from someone who has been prosecuted for national security crimes, economic crimes, election interference, has been found liable for sexual assault, and his next big court appearance is in November at his own criminal sentencing. And let's be clear where each person stands on the issue of what is important about respect for the rule of law and respect for law enforcement. The former vice president called for defunding federal law enforcement, 45,000 agents, get this, on the day after he was arraigned on 34 felony counts. So let's talk about what is important in this race. It is important that we move forward, that we turn the page on this same old tired rhetoric and address the needs of the American people, address what we need to do about the housing shortage, which I have a plan for, address what we must do to support our small businesses, address bringing down the price of groceries. But frankly, the American people are exhausted with the same old tired playbook.
Vice President Harris, thank you.
Excuse me. Every one of those cases was started by them against their political opponent. And I'm winning most of them, and I will win the rest on appeal. And you saw that with the decision that came down just recently from the Supreme Court. I'm winning most of them. But those are cases, it's called weaponization. Never happened in this country. They weaponized the Justice Department. Every one of those cases was involved with the DOJ from Atlanta and Fawny Willis to the Attorney General of New York and the DA in New York, every one of those cases. And then they say, oh, he's a criminal. They're the ones that made them go after me. By the way, Joe Biden was found essentially guilty on the documents case. And what happened in my documents case? They said, oh, that's the toughest of them all. A complete and total victory. 2 months ago, it was thrown out. It's weaponization, and they used it, and it's never happened in this country. They used it to try and win an election. They're fake cases.
President Trump, thank you. A really quick response here, Vice President Harris, on this notion of weaponization of the Justice Department.
Well, let's talk about extreme and understand the context in which this election in 2024 is taking place. The United States Supreme Court recently ruled that the former president would essentially be immune from any misconduct if he were to enter the White House again. Understand, this is someone who has openly said he would terminate, I'm quoting, terminate the Constitution of the United States, that he would weaponize the Department of Justice against his political enemies. Someone who has openly expressed disdain for members of our military. Understand what it would mean if Donald Trump were back in the White House with no guardrails, because certainly we know now the court won't stop him. We know J.D. Vance is not going to stop him. It's up to the American people.
Vice President Harris,
to stop him.
Thank you. Lindsay?
Vice President Harris, in your last run for president.
This is the one that weaponized, not me. She weaponized. I probably took a bullet to the head because of the things that they say about me. They talk about democracy. I'm a threat to democracy. They're the threat to democracy
President
with a fake
Trump.
Russia investigation
We have a lot to get to. Lindsay?
Vice President Harris, in your last run for president, you said you wanted to ban fracking. Now you don't. You wanted mandatory government buyback programs for assault weapons. Now your campaign says you don't. You supported decriminalizing border crossings. Now you're taking a harder line. I know you say that your values have not changed. So then why have so many of your policy positions positions changed?
So my values have not changed, and I'm going to discuss every one of the, at least every point that you've made. But in particular, let's talk about fracking because we're here in Pennsylvania. I made that very clear in 2020. I will not ban fracking. I have not banned fracking as Vice President of the United States. And in fact, I was the tie-breaking vote on the Inflation Reduction Act, which opened new leases for fracking. My position is that we have got to invest in diverse sources of energy so we reduce our reliance on foreign oil. We have had the largest increase in domestic oil production in history because of an approach that recognizes that we cannot over-rely on foreign oil. As it relates to my values, let me tell you, I grew up a middle-class kid raised by a hardworking mother who worked and saved and was able to buy our first home when I was a teenager. The values I bring to the importance of home ownership, knowing not everybody got handed $400 million on a silver platter and then filed bankruptcy six times, is a value that I bring to my work to say we are going to work with the private sector and home builders to increase 3 million homes, increase by 3 million homes by the end of my first term. My work that is related to having a friend when I was in high school who was sexually assaulted by her stepfather, and my focus then on protecting women and children from violent crime is based on a value that is deeply grounded in the importance of standing up for those who are most vulnerable. My work that is about protecting Social Security and Medicare is based on longstanding work that I have done, protecting seniors from scams. My values have not changed. And what is important is that there is a president who actually brings values and a perspective that is about lifting people up and not beating people down and name calling. The true measure of the leader is the leader who actually understands the strength is not in beating people down, it's in lifting people up. I intend to be that president.
President Trump, your
response? First of all, I wasn't given $400 million. I wish I was. My father was a Brooklyn builder, Brooklyn, Queens, and a great father, and I learned a lot from him. But I was given a fraction of that, a tiny fraction, and I built it into many, many billions of dollars, many, many billions. And when people see it, they are even surprised. So we don't have to talk about that. Fracking? She's been against it for 12 years. Defund the police? She's been against that forever. She gave all that stuff up. Very wrongly, very horribly, and everybody's laughing at it, okay? They're all laughing at it. She gave up at least 12 and probably 14 or 15 different policies. Like, she was big on defund the police. In Minnesota, she went out. Wait a minute, I'm talking now, if you don't mind, please. Does that sound familiar? She went out in Minnesota and wanted to let criminals that killed people, that burned down Minneapolis, she went out and raised money to get them out of jail. She did things that nobody would ever think of. Now she wants to do transgender operations on illegal aliens that are in prison. This is a radical left liberal that would do this. She wants to confiscate your guns, and she will never allow fracking in Pennsylvania. If she won the election, fracking in Pennsylvania will end on day one. Just to finish, one thing so important in my opinion. So I got the oil business going like nobody has ever done before. When they took over, they got rid of it, started getting rid of it, and the prices were going up the roof. They immediately let these guys go to where they were. I would have been five times higher, because you're talking about 3.5 years ago. They got it up to where I was because they had no choice, because the prices of energy were quadrupling and doubling. You saw what happened to gasoline. So they said, let's go back to Trump. But if she won the election, the day after that election, they'll go back to destroying our country, and oil will be dead, fossil fuel will be dead, we'll go back to windmills, and we'll go back to solar, where they need a whole desert to get some energy to come out of. You ever see a solar plant? By the way, I'm a big fan of solar. But they take 400, 500 acres of desert soil.
Trump, we have a
These
lot
are
of
not
issues
good things for the environment,
to,
as she understands.
Thank you.
Lindsay, thank you. We have an election in just 56 days. And I want to talk about the peaceful transfer of power, which, of course, we all know is a cornerstone of our democracy, and the role of a president in a moment of crisis. Mr. President, on January 6th, you told your supporters to march to the Capitol. You said you would be right there with them. The country and the world saw what played out of the Capitol that day, the officers coming under attack. Aides in the West Wing say you watched it unfold on television off the Oval Office. You did send out tweets, but it was more than 2 hours before you sent out that video message telling your supporters to go home. Is there anything you regret about what you did on that day?
You just said a thing that isn't covered peacefully and patriotically, I said during my speech, not later on. Peacefully and patriotically. And nobody on the other side was killed. Ashley Babbitt was shot by an out-of-control police officer that should have never, ever shot her. It's a disgrace. But we didn't do this group of people that have been treated so badly. I ask, what about all the people that are pouring into our country and killing people that she allowed to pour in? She was the border czar. Remember that. She was the border czar. She doesn't want to be called the border czar because she's embarrassed by the border. In fact, she said at the beginning, oh, I'm surprised you're not talking about the border yet. That's because she knows what a bad job they've done. What about those people? When are they going to be prosecuted? When are these people from countries all over the world, not just South America? They're coming in from all over the world, David, all over the world, and crime rates are down all over the world because of it.
But let me just ask you.
David, when are those people going to be prosecuted? When are the people that burned down Minneapolis going to be prosecuted? Or in Seattle? They went into Seattle. They took over a big percentage of the city of Seattle. When are those people going to be prosecuted?
But let me just ask you.
You might ask her that question.
You were the president. You were watching it unfold on television. It's a very simple question as we move forward toward another election. Is there anything you regret about what you did on that day? Yes, sir.
I had nothing to do with that other than they asked me to make a speech. I showed up for a speech. I said, I think it's going to be big. I went to Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of Washington, D.C., and the mayor put it back in writing, as you know. I said, you know, this is going to be a very big rally or whatever you want to call it. And again, it wasn't done by me. It was done by others. I said, I'd like to give you 10,000 National Guard or soldiers. They rejected me. Nancy Pelosi rejected me. It was just 2 weeks ago. Her daughter has a tape of her saying she is fully responsible for what happened. They want to get rid of that tape. It would have never happened if Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of Washington did their jobs. I wasn't responsible for security. Nancy Pelosi was responsible. She didn't do her job.
The question was about you as president, not about former Speaker Pelosi. But I do want Vice President Harris to respond here.
I was at the Capitol on January 6th. I was the vice president-elect. I was also an acting senator. I was there. And on that day, the president of the United States incited a violent mob to attack our nation's capital, to desecrate our nation's capital. On that day, 140 law enforcement officers were injured, and some died. And understand, the former president has been indicted and impeached for exactly that reason. But this is not an isolated situation. Let's remember Charlottesville, where there was a mob of people carrying tiki torches, spewing anti-Semitic hate. And what did the president then at the time say? There were fine people on each side. Let's remember that when it came to the Proud Boys, a militia, the former president said, stand back and stand by. So for everyone watching who remembers what January 6th was, I say, we don't have to go back. Let's not go back. We're not going back. It's time to turn the page. And if that was a bridge too far for you, well, there is a place in our campaign for you to stand for country, to stand for our democracy, to stand for rule of law, and to end the chaos, and to end the approach that is about attacking the foundations of our democracy because you don't like the outcome. And be clear on that point. Donald Trump, the candidate, has said in this election there will be a bloodbath. if this and the outcome of this election is not to his liking. Let's turn the page on this. Let's not go back. Let's chart a course for the future and not go backwards to the past.
Let me just follow up here.
It was a different term, and it was a term that related to energy because they have destroyed our energy business. That was where Bloodbath was. Also, on Charlottesville, that story has been, as you would say, debunked. Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, Jesse, all of these people, they covered it. If they go an extra sentence, they will see it was perfect. It was debunked in almost every newspaper, but they still bring it up, just like they bring 2025 up. They bring all of this stuff up. I ask you this. You talk about the Capitol. Why are we allowing these millions of people to come through on the southern border? How come she's not doing anything? And I'll tell you what I would do, and I would be very proud to do it. I would say we would both leave this debate right now. I'd like to see her go down to Washington, D.C. during this debate, because we're wasting a lot of time. Go down to, because she's been so bad, it's so ridiculous. Go down to Washington, D.C. and let her sign a bill to close up the border, because they have the right to do it. They don't need bills. They have the right to do it. The president of the United States, you'll get him out of bed. You'll wake him up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. You'll say, come on down to the office. Let's sign a bill. If he signs a bill that the border is closed, all he has to do is say it to the Border Patrol, who are phenomenal. If they do that, the border is closed.
Mr. President,
those people are killing many people, unlike J6.
We talked immigration here tonight. I do want to focus on this next issue to both of you, because it really brings us this into focus, truth in these times that we're living in. Mr. President, for 3.5 years after you lost the 2020 election, you repeatedly falsely claimed that you won, many times saying you won in a landslide. In the past couple of weeks leading up to this debate, you have said, quote, you lost by a whisker, that you, quote, didn't quite make it, that you came up a little bit short. Are you now acknowledging that you lost in 2020?
No, I don't acknowledge it at all.
But
I said
that
sarcastically.
That.
You know that. It was said, oh, we lost by a whisker. That was said sarcastically. Look, there's so much proof. All you have to do is look at it. And they should have sent it back to the legislatures for approval. I got almost 75 million votes, the most votes any sitting president has ever gotten. I was told if I got 63, which was what I got in 2016, you can't be beaten. The election, people should never be thinking about it. An election is fraudulent. We need two things. We need walls. We need, and we have to have it. We have to have borders, and we have to have good elections. Our elections are bad. And a lot of these illegal immigrants coming in, they're trying to get them to vote. They can't even speak English. They don't even know what country they're in, practically. And these people are trying to get them to vote. And that's why they're allowing them to come into our country.
I did watch all of these pieces of video. I didn't detect the sarcasm, lost by a whisker. We didn't quite make it. And we should just point out here as clarification, and you know this, you and your allies, 60 cases in front of many judges, many of them
no
Republican.
No judge looked at it.
And said
they
there was
said
no
we didn't have standing. That's the other thing. They said we didn't have standing, a technicality. Can you imagine a system where a person in an election doesn't have standing? The president of the United States doesn't have standing. That's how we lost. If you look at the facts, and I'd love to have you, you'll do a special on it. I'll show you Georgia, and I'll show you Wisconsin, and I'll show you Pennsylvania, and I'll show you. We have so many facts and statistics, but you know what? That doesn't matter, because we have to solve the problem that we have right now. That's old news. And the problem that we have right now is we have a nation in decline, and they have put it into decline. We have a nation that is dying, David.
Mr. President, thank you. Vice President Harris, you heard the president there tonight. He said he didn't say that he lost by whisker, so he still believes he did not lose the election that was won by President Biden and yourself. But I do want to ask you about something that's come up in the last couple of days. This was a post from President Trump about this upcoming election just weeks away. He said, when I win, those people who cheated, and then he lists donors, voters, election officials, he says, will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, which will include long-term prison sentences. One of your campaign's top lawyers responded, saying, we won't let Donald Trump intimidate us. We won't let him suppress the vote. Is that what you believe he's trying to do here?
Donald Trump was fired by 81 million people. So let's be clear about that. And clearly he is having a very difficult time processing that. But we cannot afford to have a president of the United States who attempts, as he did in the past, to upend the will of the voters in a free and fair election. And I'm going to tell you that I have traveled the world as Vice President of the United States, and world leaders are laughing at Donald Trump. I have talked with military leaders, some of whom worked with you, and they say you're a disgrace. And when you then talk in this way, in a presidential debate, and deny what over and over again are court cases you have lost because you did, in fact, lose that election, it leads one to believe that perhaps we do not have in the candidate to my right the temperament or the ability to not be confused about fact. That's deeply troubling, and the American people deserve better.
I'll give you 1 minute to respond, Mr. President.
Let me just tell you about world leaders. Viktor Orban, one of the most respected men, they call him a strong man. He's a tough person, smart. Prime Minister of Hungary. They said, why is the whole world blowing up? 3 years ago it wasn't. Why is it blowing up? He said, because you need Trump back as president. They were afraid of him. China was afraid, and I don't like to use the word afraid, but I'm just quoting him. China was afraid of him. North Korea was afraid of him. Look at what's going on with North Korea, by the way. He said Russia was afraid of him. I ended the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, and Biden put it back on day one, but he ended the XL pipeline. The XL pipeline in our country, he ended that. But he let the Russians build a pipeline going all over Europe and heading into Germany, the biggest pipeline in the world. Look, Viktor Orban said it. He said the most respected, most feared person is Donald Trump. We had no problems when Trump was president. But when this weak, pathetic man that you saw at a debate just a few months ago, that if he weren't in that debate, he'd be running instead of her. She got no votes. He got 14 million votes. What you did, you talk about a threat to democracy. He got 14 million votes and they threw him out of office. And you know what? I'll give you a little secret. He hates her. He can't stand her. But he got 14 million votes. They threw him out. She got zero votes. And when she ran, she was the first one to leave because she failed. And now she's running. I don't understand it, but I'm okay with it because
your time is up.
I think we're
going
to do very well.
We've got a lot more to get to.
Turning now to the Israel-Hamas war and the hostages who are still being held, Americans among them. Vice President Harris, in December, you said, quote, Israel has a right to defend itself. But you added, quote, it matters how, saying international humanitarian law must be respected. Israel must do more to protect innocent civilians. You said that 9 months ago. Now an estimated 40,000 Palestinians are dead. Nearly 100 hostages remain. Just last week, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said there's not a deal in the making. President Biden has not been able to break through the stalemate. How would you do it?
Well, let's understand how we got here. On October 7, Hamas, a terrorist organization, slaughtered 1,200 Israelis. Many of them young people who were simply attending a concert. Women were horribly raped. And so absolutely, I said then, I say now, Israel has a right to defend itself. We would. And how it does so matters. Because it is also true, far too many innocent Palestinians have been killed. Children, mothers. What we know is that this war must end. It must end immediately, and the way it will end is we need a ceasefire deal and we need the hostages out. And so we will continue to work around the clock on that. Work around the clock also understanding that we must chart a course for a two-state solution. And in that solution, there must be security for the Israeli people and Israel, and in equal measure for the Palestinians. But the one thing I will assure you always, I will always give Israel the ability to defend itself, in particular as it relates to Iran and any threat that Iran and its proxies pose to Israel. But we must have a two-state solution where we build Gaza, where the Palestinians have security, self-determination, and the dignity they so rightly deserve.
President Trump, how would you negotiate with Netanyahu and also Hamas in order to get the hostages out and prevent the killing of more innocent civilians in Gaza?
If I were president, it would have never started. If I were president, Russia would have never, ever. I know Putin very well. He would have never, and there was no threat of it either, by the way, for 4 years, have gone into Ukraine and killed millions of people when you add it up, and far worse than people understand what's going on over there. But when she mentions about Israel, all of a sudden, she hates Israel. She wouldn't even meet with Netanyahu when he went to Congress to make a very important speech. She refused to be there because she was at a sorority party of hers. She wanted to go to the sorority party. She hates Israel. If she's president, I believe that Israel will not exist within 2 years from now. And I've been pretty good at predictions, and I hope I'm wrong about that one. She hates Israel. At the same time, in her own way, she hates the Arab population because the whole place is going to get blown up. Arabs, Jewish people, Israel. Israel will be gone. It would have never happened. Iran was broke under Donald Trump. Now Iran has $300 billion because they took off all the sanctions that I had. Iran had no money for Hamas or Hezbollah or any of the 28 different spheres of terror. And they are spheres of terror, horrible terror. They had no money. It was a big story, and you know it. You covered it very well, actually. They had no money for terror. They were broke. Now they're a rich nation, and now what they're doing is they're spreading that money around. Look at what's happening with the Houthis and Yemen. Look at what's going on in the Middle East. This would have never happened. I will get that settled and fast, and I'll get the war with Ukraine and Russia ended. If I'm president-elect, I'll get it done before even becoming president.
Vice President Harris, he says you hate Israel.
That's absolutely not true. I have my entire career and life supported Israel and the Israeli people. He knows that. He's trying to, again, divide and distract from the reality, which is it is very well known that Donald Trump is weak and wrong on national security and foreign policy. It is well known that he admires dictators, wants to be a dictator on day one, according to himself. It is well known that he said of Putin that he can do whatever the hell he wants and go into Ukraine. It is well known that he said when Russia went into Ukraine, it was brilliant. It is well known he exchanged love letters with Kim Jong-un. And it is absolutely well known that these dictators and autocrats are rooting for you to be president again because they're so clear they can manipulate you with flattery and favors. And that is why so many military leaders who you have worked with have told me you are a disgrace. That is why we understand that we have to have a president who is not consistently weak and wrong on national security, including the importance of upholding and respecting in highest regard our military.
Vice President Harris, thank you.
They're the ones, and she's the one that caused it, that's weak on national security by allowing every nation last month for the year, 168 different countries sending people into our country. Their crime rates are way down. Putin endorsed her last week, said, I hope she wins. And I think he meant it, because what he's gotten away with is absolutely incredible. It wouldn't have happened with me. The leaders of other countries think that they're weak and incompetent, and they are. They're grossly incompetent. And I just ask one question. Why does Biden go in and kill the Keystone pipeline and approve the biggest pipeline anywhere in the world going to Germany and all over Europe? Because they're weak and they're ineffective. And Biden, by the way,
President
gets paid
Trump,
a lot of money.
Thank you. We have a lot of issues to get to.
We'll be right back with much more of this historic ABC News presidential debate from the National Constitution Center right here in Philadelphia. Back in a moment.
VOA Diva per Satellite TV.
هر ورځ سلیریش ساته پر ډش انټینا تاسو پر یوټل سټلایټ پر ټلویزیون تولا او بے طرفه خبرونه باسونه او څیړنې کتلی او اوریدلی شئ
د یوټل سټلایټ فریکوئنسی یا سپی او یا بی چینل یو سل درې
هر ورځ سلیریش ساته
Thank you. یقینو چې په ازادۍ او مرګ کې به ځان ته یو لار خو هم ما ته پته و چې کز ځان د یو نبیلوم نو بلبا لازمن خو هم
که بل څوک کوي او کنه ته هی کار صحیح
د هر انسان ژوند باید د بل لپاره یو مثال جوړ شي
د هر عمل یو عکس العمل ضروری د انسان لاس ته حق سرازي چې صحیح کړي
تاسو هم بدلون راوستي شئ
تاسو هم بدلون راوستي شئ
تاسو هم بدلون راوستي شئ
دا ټول په یو وخت کې عادي خلک وو خو د نورو په ژوند کې یو لوی بدلون راوسته که هغه وړو کې وي او که غټ تاسو هم دغه بدلون راوستلی شئ
د بدلون په وخت کې کله چې نړۍ د غیر یقیني سره مخامخ کاری او کله چې مونږ ساوو هغه شان نخ کاری چې څنګه وینو مونږ د رښتیا ولټون کوو مونږ ته چې کله نیمګړی قصه ویل کیږي مونږ په باور بیلو د کڑکېچ په شیبو کې زمون خوبونه امیدونه او دا غره سباوند لپاره زموږ ارزوګانې آزادې میډیا ته اړتیا لري په وایس اف امریکا کې مونږ تاسو ته داسې خبرونه راوړو چې د کتلو لپاره خلک د خطر سره مخامخ کوي مونږ نړۍ سره یو ځای کوو او رښتیا سره یې پیوست کوو په وایس اف امریکا کې مونږ تاسو ته پوره عکس درخایو
پانا په خپل موبایلونو کې د ان ټی ایچ لینک اپ د لاري خلاصولای شي د دې طریقه به تاسو خو چې تاسو په آیفون او په انډراید فون باندې څنګه کولای شي چې داغه اپ ډاونلوډ کړئ او له هغه ځایه څخه د ډی وی ویب پانا وګورئ
د ان ټی ایچ لینک اپ ډاونلوډولو لپاره که تاسو سره آیفون وي نو تاسو خپل اپل ستور فرانسي او که له تاسو سره انډراید فون وي نو تاسو ګوګل ستور فرانسي دا هغه وروستا لټون کې ان ټی ایچ لینک ولیکي او دا غا اپ ډاونلوډ کړئ په دویم پړاو کې د آی اګری تھنی کې کاږي او بیا د فلګ لاندې د کنیکټ تھنی کې کاږي او په دریم پړاو کې بیا د اوکی تھنی کې یا بٹن کې کاږي لکه نکټې دو وروستا تاسو د وی وی پانا فانسي او د خپل پخې پرونی وګورئ
او له هغه ځایه تاسو کولی شئ چې د خپل پخې ټول پروګرامونه ریپورتونه او لیکنی ولولئ او وګورئ
Constitution Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Here again, David Muir and Lindsay Davis.
Welcome back to this historic ABC News presidential debate tonight. We're going to continue here, and I want to turn to the war in Ukraine. We're now 2.5 years into this conflict. Mr. President, it has been the position of the Biden administration that we must defend Ukraine from Russia, from Vladimir Putin, to defend their sovereignty, their democracy, that it's in America's best interest to do so, arguing that if Putin wins, he may be emboldened to move even further into other countries. You have said you would solve this war in 24 hours. You said so just before the break tonight. How exactly would you do that? And I want to ask you a very simple question tonight. Do you want Ukraine to win this war?
I want the war to stop. I want to save lives that are being uselessly, people being killed by the millions. It's the millions. It's so much worse than the numbers that you're getting, which are fake numbers. Look, we're in for $250 billion or more. Because they don't ask Europe, which is a much bigger beneficiary to getting this thing done than we are. They're in for $150 billion less because Biden and you don't have the courage to ask Europe, like I did with NATO. They paid billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars when I said, either you pay up or we're not going to protect you anymore. So that's maybe one of the reasons they don't like me as much as they like weak people. But you take a look at what's happening. We're in for $250 to $275 billion. They're into $100 to $150. They should be forced to equalize. With that being said, I want to get the war settled. I know Zelensky very well, and I know Putin very well. I have a good relationship, and they respect your president, okay? They respect me. They don't respect Biden. How would you respect him? Why? For what reason? He hasn't even made a phone call in 2 years to Putin, hasn't spoken to anybody. They don't even try and get it. That is a war that's dying to be settled. I will get it settled before I even become president. If I win, when I'm president-elect, and what I'll do is I'll speak to one, I'll speak to the other, I'll get them together. That war would have never happened. And in fact, when I saw Putin after I left, unfortunately left because our country has gone to hell. But after I left, when I saw him building up soldiers, he did it after I left. I said, oh, he must be negotiating. It must be a good, strong point of negotiation. Well, it wasn't, because Biden had no idea how to talk to him. He had no idea how to stop it. And now you have millions of people dead, and it's only getting worse, and it could lead to World War III. Don't kid yourself, David. We're playing with World War III, and we have a president that we don't even know if he's... Where is our president? We don't even know if he's a president.
And just to clarify,
they threw him out of a campaign like a dog. We don't even know. Is he our president? But we have a president,
Mr. President,
that doesn't know he's alive.
Your time is up. Just to clarify in the question, do you believe it's in the U.S. best interest for Ukraine to win this war, yes or no?
I think it's the U.S. best interest to get this war finished and just get it done.
All right.
Negotiate a deal, because we have to stop all of these human lives from being destroyed.
I want to take this to Vice President Harris. I want to get your thoughts on support for Ukraine in this moment, but also as commander-in-chief, if elected, how would you deal with Vladimir Putin, and would it be any different from what we're seeing from President Biden?
Well, first of all, it's important to remind the former president, you're not running against Joe Biden, you're running against me. I believe the reason that Donald Trump says that this war would be over within 24 hours is because he would just give it up. And that's not who we are as Americans. Let's understand what happened here. I actually met with Zelensky a few days before Russia invaded, tried through force to change territorial boundaries, to defy one of the most important international rules and norms, which is the importance of sovereignty and territorial integrity. And I met with President Zelensky. I shared with him American intelligence about how he could defend himself. Days later, I went to NATO's eastern flank, to Poland and Romania. And through the work that I and others did, we brought 50 countries together to support Ukraine in its righteous defense. And because of our support, because of the air defense, the ammunition, the artillery, the javelins, the Abrams tanks that we have provided, Ukraine stands as an independent and free country. If Donald Trump were president, Putin would be sitting in Kyiv right now. And understand what that would mean, because Putin's agenda is not just about Ukraine. Understand why the European allies and our NATO allies are so thankful that you are no longer president, and that we understand the importance of the greatest military alliance the world has ever known, which is NATO, and what we have done to preserve the ability of Zelensky and the Ukrainians to fight for their independence. Otherwise, Putin would be sitting in Kyiv with his eyes on the rest of Europe, starting with Poland. And why don't you tell the 800,000 Polish Americans right here in Pennsylvania how quickly you would give up for the sake of favor and what you think is a friendship with what is known to be a dictator who would eat you for lunch.
Vice President Harris, thank you. We've heard from both of you on Ukraine tonight. Afghanistan came up in the last hour. I wanted her to respond to something you said earlier. And I'll give you a minute here.
Putin would be sitting in Moscow, and he wouldn't have lost 300,000 men and women, but he would have been sitting in Moscow. Quiet, please. He would have been sitting in Moscow much happier than he is right now, But eventually, you know, he's got a thing that other people don't have. He's got nuclear weapons. They don't ever talk about that. He's got nuclear weapons. Nobody ever thinks about that. And eventually, maybe he'll use them, and maybe he hasn't been that threatening. But he does have that, something we don't even like to talk about. Nobody likes to talk about it. But just so you understand, they sent her to negotiate peace before this war started. 3 days later, he went in and he started the war because everything they said was weak and stupid. They said the wrong things. That war should have never started. She was the emissary. They sent her in to negotiate with Zelensky and Putin, and she did. And the war started 3 days later. And that's the kind of talent we have with her. She's worse than Biden, in my opinion. I think he's the worst president in the history of our country. She goes down as the worst vice president in the history of our country. But let me tell you something. She is a horrible negotiator. They sent her in to negotiate. As soon as they left, Putin did the invasion.
President Trump, thank you. You did bring up something. You said she went to negotiate with Vladimir Putin. Vice President Harris, have you ever met Vladimir Putin? Can you clarify tonight?
Yet again, I said it at the beginning of this debate, you're going to hear a bunch of lies coming from this fellow. And that is another one. When I went to meet with President Zelensky, I've now met with him over 5 times. The reality is it has been about standing as America always should. As a leader upholding international rules and norms, as a leader who shows strength, understanding that the alliances we have around the world are dependent on our ability to look out for our friends and not favor our enemies because you adore strongmen instead of caring about democracy. And that is very much what is at stake here. The President of the United States is Commander in Chief. And the American people have a right to rely on a president who understands the significance of America's role and responsibility in terms of ensuring that there is stability and ensuring we stand up for our principles and not sell them for the benefit of personal flattery.
We've talked about Ukraine and Vladimir Putin. I do want to talk about Afghanistan. It came up in the first hour of this debate. I wanted to move on to Afghanistan.
Stoltenberg said Trump did the most amazing thing I've ever seen. He got these countries, the 28 countries at the time, to pay up. He said, I've never seen. He's the head of NATO. He said, I've never seen. For years, we were paying almost all of NATO. We were being ripped off by European nations, both on trade and on NATO. I got them to pay up by saying one of the statements you made before, if you don't pay, we're not going to protect you.
President
Otherwise,
Trump.
We would have never gotten it. He said it was one of the most incredible jobs that he's ever seen done.
Thank you. I want to turn to Afghanistan. It came up in the first hour of the debate, and we witnessed a poignant moment today on Capitol Hill, honoring the soldiers who died in the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. I do want to ask the Vice President, do you believe you bear any responsibility in the way that withdrawal played out?
Well, I will tell you, I agreed with President Biden's decision to pull out of Afghanistan. 4 presidents said they would, and Joe Biden did. And as a result, America's taxpayers are not paying the $300 million a day we were paying for that endless war. And as of today, there is not one member of the United States military who is in active duty in a combat zone in any war zone around the world, the first time this century. But let's understand how we got to where we are. Donald Trump, when he was president, negotiated one of the weakest deals you can imagine. He calls himself a deal maker. Even his national security advisor said it was a weak, terrible deal. And here's how it went down. He bypassed the Afghan government. He negotiated directly with a terrorist organization called the Taliban. The negotiation involved the Taliban getting 5,000 Taliban terrorists released. And get this. And the president at the time invited the Taliban to Camp David, a place of storied significance for us as Americans, a place where we honor the importance of American diplomacy, where we invite and receive respected world leaders. And this former president, as president, invited them to Camp David because he does not, again, appreciate the role and responsibility of the President of the United States to be Commander-in-Chief with a level of respect. And this gets back to the point of how he has consistently disparaged and demeaned members of our military, fallen soldiers, and the work that we must do to uphold the strength and the respect of the United States of America around the world.
Vice President Harris, thank you. President Trump, your response to her saying that you began the negotiations with the Taliban.
So if you take a look at that period of time, the Taliban was killing our soldiers, a lot of them, with snipers. And I got involved with the Taliban because the Taliban was doing the killing. That's the fighting force within Afghanistan. They don't bother doing that because, you know, they deal with the wrong people all the time. But I got involved. And Abdul is the head of the Taliban. He is still the head of the Taliban. And I told Abdul, don't do it anymore. You do it anymore, you're going to have problems. And he said, why do you send me a picture of my house? I said, you're going to have to figure that out, Abdul. And for 18 months, we had nobody killed. We did have an agreement negotiated by Mike Pompeo. It was a very good agreement. The reason it was good, we were getting out. We would have been out faster than them, but we wouldn't have lost the soldiers. We wouldn't have left many Americans behind, and we wouldn't have left $85 billion worth of brand new, beautiful military equipment behind. And just to finish, they blew it. The agreement said you have to do this, 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 and they didn't do it. They didn't do it. The agreement was terminated by us because they didn't do what they were supposed to do.
I want to move on.
And these people did the worst withdrawal and, in my opinion, the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. And by the way, that's why Russia attacked Ukraine, because they saw how incompetent she and her boss are.
President Trump, thank you. I want to move on now to race and politics in this country. Mr. President, you recently said of Vice President Harris, quote, I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. I want to ask a bigger picture question here tonight. Why do you believe it's appropriate to weigh in on the racial identity of your opponent?
I don't, and I don't care. I don't care what she is. I don't care. You make a big deal out of something. I couldn't care less. Whatever she wants to be is okay with me.
But those were your words, so I'm asking.
I don't know. I mean, all I can say is I read where she was not black, that she put out, and I'll say that. And then I read that she was black, and that's okay. Either one was okay with me. That's up to her.
Vice President Harris, your thoughts on this?
I think it's a tragedy that we have someone who wants to be president who has consistently over the course of his career attempted to use race to divide the American people. You know, I do believe that the vast majority of us know that we have so much more in common than what separates us, and we don't want this kind of approach that is just constantly trying to divide us, and especially by race. And let's remember how Donald Trump started. He was he owned buildings, and he was investigated because he refused to rent property to black families. Let's remember, this is the same individual who took out a full-page ad in the New York Times calling for the execution of 5 young black and Latino boys who were innocent, the Central Park 5. Took out a full-page ad calling for their execution. This is the same individual who spread birther lies about the first black president of the United States. And I think the American people want better than that, want better than this, want someone who understands, as I do, I travel our country. We see in each other a friend. We see in each other a neighbor. We don't want a leader who is constantly trying to have Americans point their fingers at each other. I meet with people all the time who tell me, can we please just have discourse about how we're going to invest in the aspirations and the ambitions and the dreams of the American people? Knowing that regardless of people's color or the language their grandmother speaks, we all have the same dreams and aspirations and want a president who invests in those, not in hate and division.
Vice President Harris, thank you. Lindsay?
President Trump, this is now your third time.
This is the most divisive presidency in the history of our country. There's never been anything like it. They're destroying our country, and they come up with things like what she just said. Going back many, many years, when a lot of people, including Mayor Bloomberg, agreed with me on the Central Park Five, they admitted, they said, they pled guilty. And I said, well, if they pled guilty, they badly hurt a person, killed a person ultimately. And if they pled guilty, then they pled, we're not guilty. But this is a person that has to stretch back years, 40, 50 years ago, because there's nothing now. I built one of the greatest economies in the history of the world, and I'm going to build it again. It's going to be bigger, better, and stronger. But they're destroying our economy. They have no idea what a good economy is. Their oil policies, every single policy. And remember this, she is Biden. You know, she's trying to get away from Biden. I don't know the gentleman, she says. She is Biden. The worst inflation we've ever had. A horrible economy because inflation has made it so bad. Mr. And she President, can't get away with that.
Thank you. Your time is up.
I want to respond to that, though. I want to just respond briefly. Clearly, I am not Joe Biden, and I am certainly not Donald Trump. And what I do offer is a new generation of leadership for our country, one who believes in what is possible, one who brings a sense of optimism about what we can do instead of always disparaging the American people. I believe in what we can do to strengthen our small businesses, which is why I have a plan. Let's talk about our plans and let's compare the plans. I have a plan to give startup businesses $50,000 tax deduction to pursue their ambitions, their innovation, their ideas, their hard work. I have a plan, $6,000 for young families for the first year of your child's life to help you in that most critical stage of your child's development. I have a plan that is about allowing people to be able to pursue what has been fleeting in terms of the American dream by offering a help with down payment of $25,000 down payment assistance for first-time home buyers. That's the kind of conversation, I believe, David, that people really want tonight, as opposed to a conversation that is constantly about belittling and name-calling. Let's turn the page.
Vice President
and move
Harris,
forward.
Thank you. Let's turn to policy.
President
let's
Trump,
turn back
we
to
have
policy.
To move on. To President Trump.
Let's turn to policy,
she
please.
She has a plan to defund the police. She has a plan to confiscate everybody's gun.
President Trump,
she
we
has
do
a
have
plan
to
not
other
allow
issues.
Fracking in Pennsylvania or anywhere else.
Okay. Thank
that's
you,
what
Mr.
her
President.
Plan is until just recently.
I just need Lindsay, to respond.
President Trump.
No, the
President
former
Trump.
President has said
no,
something
sorry.
Twice that I need to respond
no,
to.
I'm sorry. We're going to move on, Vice President Harris.
One time to what he
President
said
Trump, this
times.
Is now your yes. third time running for president. You have long vowed to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. You have failed to accomplish that. You now say you're going to keep Obamacare, quote, unless we can do something much better.
Correct.
Last month, you said, quote, we're working on it. So tonight, 9 years after you first started running, do you have a plan, and can you tell us what it is?
Obamacare was lousy health care, always was. It's not very good today. And what I said, that if we come up with something, and we are working on things, we're going to do it and we're going to replace it. But remember this, I inherited Obamacare because Democrats wouldn't change it. They wouldn't vote for it. They were unanimous. They wouldn't vote to change it. If they would have done that, we would have had a much better plan than Obamacare. But the Democrats came up, they wouldn't vote for it. I had a choice to make when I was president. Do I save it and make it as good as it can be? Never going to be great. Or do I let it rot? And I felt I had an obligation, even though politically it would have been good, to just let it rot and let it go away. I decided, and I told my people, the top people, and they're very good people. I have a lot of good people in that administration. We read about the bad ones. We had some real bad ones, too, and so do they. They have really bad ones. The difference is they don't get rid of them. But let me just explain. I had a choice to make. Do I save it and make it as good as it can be, or do I let it rot? And I saved it. I did the right thing. But it's still going to be great, and it's too expensive for people. And what we will do is we're looking at different plans. If we can come up with a plan that's going to cost our people, our population, less money, and be better health care than Obamacare, then I would absolutely do it. But until then, I'd run it as good as it can be run.
So just a yes or no, you still do not have a plan?
I have concepts of a plan. I'm not president right now. But if we come up with something, I would only change it if we come up with something that's better and less expensive. And there are concepts and options we have to do that. And you'll be hearing about it in the not too distant future.
Vice President Harris, in 2017, you supported Bernie Sanders' proposal to do away with private insurance and create a government-run health care system. 2 years later, you proposed a plan that included a private insurance option. What is your plan today?
Well, first of all, I absolutely support, and over the last 4 years as vice president, private health care options. But what we need to do is maintain and grow the Affordable Care Act. But I'll get to that, Lindsay. I just need to respond to a previous point that the former president has made. I've made very clear my position on fracking. And then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff. As it relates to the Affordable Care Act, understand, just look at the history to know where people stand. When Donald Trump was president, 60 times he tried to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. 60 times. I was a senator at the time when I will never forget the early morning hours when it was up for a vote in the United States Senate and the late, great John McCain, who you have disparaged as being, you don't like him, you said, at the time because he got caught. He was an American hero. The late, great John McCain, I will never forget that night, walked onto the Senate floor and said, no, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't get rid of the Affordable Care Act. You have no plan. And what the Affordable Care Act has done is eliminate the ability of insurance companies to deny people with pre-existing conditions. I don't have to tell the people watching tonight, you remember what that was like? Remember when an insurance company could deny if a child had asthma, if someone was a breast cancer survivor, if a grandparent had diabetes? And thankfully, as I've been vice president and we over the last 4 years have strengthened the Affordable Care Act, we have allowed for the first time Medicare to negotiate drug prices on behalf of you, the American people. Donald Trump said he was going to allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices. He never did. We did. And now we have capped the cost of insulin at $35 a month. Since I've been vice president, we have capped the cost of prescription medication for seniors at $2,000 a year. And when I am president, we will do that for all people, understanding that the value I bring to this is that access to health care should be a right and not just a privilege of those who can afford it. And the plan has to be to strengthen the Affordable Care Act, not get rid of it.
Vice President Harris, thank you.
Of where Donald Trump stands on that.
I want to move to an issue that's important for a lot of...
You made a mistake. And number one, John McCain fought Obamacare for 10 years. But it wasn't only him. It were all of the Democrats that kept it going. And you know what? We can do much better than Obamacare, much less money. But she won't improve private insurance for people, private medical insurance. That's another thing she doesn't want to get. People are paying privately for insurance that have worked hard and made money, and they want to have private. She wants everybody to be on government insurance where you wait 6 months for an operation that you need immediately.
President Trump, thank you. We have another issue that we'd like to get to that's important for a number of Americans, in particular younger voters, and that's climate change. President Trump, with regard to the environment, you say that we have to have clean air and clean water. Vice President Harris, you call climate change an existential threat. The question to you both tonight is, what would you do to fight climate change? And Vice President Harris, we'll start with you. 1 minute for you each.
Well, the former president had said the climate change is a hoax. And what we know is that it is very real. You ask anyone who lives in a state who has experienced these extreme weather occurrences, who now is either being denied home insurance or it's being jacked up. You ask anybody who has been the victim of what that means in terms of losing their home, having nowhere to go. We know that we can actually deal with this issue. The young people of America care deeply about this issue. And I am proud that as vice president over the last 4 years, we have invested a $1 trillion in a clean energy economy, while we have also increased domestic gas production to historic levels. We have created over 800,000 new manufacturing jobs while I have been vice president. We have invested in clean energy to the point that we are opening up factories around the world. Donald Trump said he was going to create manufacturing jobs. He lost manufacturing jobs. And I'm also proud to have the endorsement of the United Auto Workers and Sean Fain, who also know that part of building a clean energy economy includes investing in American-made products, American automobiles. It includes growing what we can do around American manufacturing and opening up auto plants, not closing them like happened under Donald Trump.
Vice President Harris, thank you.
That didn't happen under Donald Trump. Let me just tell you, they lost 10,000 manufacturing jobs this last month. It's going. They're all leaving. They're building big auto plants in Mexico, in many cases owned by China. They're building these massive plants, and they think they're going to sell their cars into the United States because of these people. What they have given to China is unbelievable. But we're not going to let that. We'll put tariffs on those cars so they can't come into our country, because they will kill the United Auto Workers and any auto worker, whether it's in Detroit or South Carolina or any other place. What they've done to business and manufacturing in this country is horrible. We have nothing because they refuse. You know, Biden doesn't go after people because supposedly China paid him millions of dollars. He's afraid to do it. Between him and his son, they get all this money from Ukraine. They get all this money from all of these different countries. And then you wonder, why is he so loyal to this one, that one, Ukraine, China? Why is he? Why did he get $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife? Why did she pay him $3.5 million? This is a crooked administration, and they're selling our country down the tubes.
President Trump, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with closing statements from both of our candidates. An historic night, this ABC News presidential debate from Philadelphia. Back in a moment.
په سټلایټ ټي وي
هر ورځ سلیرې ساته په ډش انټینا تاسو په یو ټل سټلایټ په ټلویزیون تولا او به طرفه خبرونه باسونه او چیرنې کتلې او اوریدل شي
د یو ټل سټلایټ فریکوئنسی یا سپی او بیا به چینل یو سندري
هر ورځ سلیرې ساته
ازادی او مرکبه ځانته یو لار خو خو ماته پتاوا چې کززان د یو نه بیلوم نو بلبا لازمن خو خو
که بل سوکي کوي او کنا صحیح کار صحیح
د هر انسان ژوند باید تبل لپاره یو مثال جوړ شي
د هر عمل یو عکس العمل ضروری ته انسان لاسته حق سرازی چې صحیح کړی
تاسو هم بدلون راوستئ سي
تاسو هم بدلون راوستئ شي
تاسو هم بدلون راوستئ شي
دا ټول په یو وخت عادي خلکو خو د نورو په ژوند کې یو لوی بدلون راوسته که هغه وډوکی وي او که غټ تاسو هم دغه بدلون راوستلی شئ
د بدلون په وخت کې کله چې نړۍ د غیر یقیني سره مخامخ کاری او کله چې موږ ساوو هغه شان نخ کاری چې څنګه وینو موږ د ریښتیا ولټون کوو موږ ته چې کله نیمګړی قصه ویل کیږي موږ په باور بیلو د کڑکېچ په شیبو کې زموږ خوبونه امیدونه او د غوړه سباوند لپاره زموږ ارزوګانی آزادې میډیا ته اړتیا لري په وایس اف امریکا کې ممتازو ته داسې خبرونه راوړو چې د کتلو لپاره خلک د خطر سره مخامخ کوي. مونږ نړۍ سره یو ځای کوو او رښتیا سره یې پیوست کوو. په وایس اف امریکا کې مونږ تاسو ته پوره عکس درخایو.
د ډي بي ویب پانا په خپل موبایلونو کې د ان ټي ایچ لینک اپ د لاري خلاصولای شئ. د دې طریقې په تاسو خو چې تاسو په آیفون او په انډراید فون باندې څنګه کولای شئ چې داغه اپ ډاونلوډ کړئ او له هغه ځایه څخه د ډي بي ویب پانا وګورئ.
د ان ټي ایچ لینک اپ ډاونلوډولو لپاره که تاسو سره آیفون وي نو تاسو خپل اپل ستور پرانځئ، او که له تاسو سره انډراید فون وي نو تاسو ګوګل ستور پرانځئ. له هغه وروسته لټون کې ان ټي ایچ لینک ولیکئ او داغه اپ ډاونلوډ کړئ. په دویم پړاو کې د آی اګری تھنی کی کاږي او بیا د فلګ لاندې د کنیکټ تھنی کی کاږي، او په دریم پړاو کې بیا د اوکی تھنی یا بٹن کی کاږي. له کنیکټ کېدو وروسته تاسو د ریوی پانا پرانځئ او د خپلې خوښې پرونی وګورئ،
او له هغه ځایه تاسو کولی شئ چې د خپلې خوښې ټول پروګرامونه، ریپورټونه او لیکنې ولولئ او وګورئ.
Welcome back tonight. The time has come for closing statements, and Vice President Harris, we begin with you.
So I think you've heard tonight two very different visions for our country. One that is focused on the future, and the other that is focused on the past, and an attempt to take us backward. But we're not going back. And I do believe that the American people know we all have so much more in common than what separates us. And we can chart a new way forward. And a vision of that includes having a plan, understanding the aspirations, the dreams, the hopes, the ambition of the American people, which is why I intend to create an opportunity economy, investing in small businesses, in new families, in what we can do around protecting seniors, what we can do that is about giving hardworking folks a break and bringing down the cost of living. I believe in what we can do together that is about sustaining America's standing in the world and ensuring that we have the respect that we so rightly deserve, including respecting our military and ensuring we have the most lethal fighting force in the world. I will be a president that will protect our fundamental rights and freedoms, including the right of a woman to make decisions about her own body and not have her government tell her what to do. I'll tell you, I started my career as a prosecutor. I was a DA, I was an attorney general, a United States senator, and now vice president. I've only had one client, the people. And I'll tell you, as a prosecutor, I never asked a victim or a witness, are you a Republican or a Democrat? The only thing I ever asked them, are you okay? And that's the kind of president we need right now. Someone who cares about you and is not putting themselves first. I intend to be a president for all Americans and focus on what we can do over the next 10 and 20 years to build back up our country by investing right now in you, the American people.
Vice President Harris, thank you. President Trump?
So she just started by saying she's going to do this, she's going to do that, she's going to do all these wonderful things. Why hasn't she done it? She's been there for 3.5 years. They've had 3.5 years to fix the border. They've had 3.5 years to create jobs and all the things we talked about. Why hasn't she done it? She should leave right now, go down to that beautiful White House, go to the Capitol, get everyone together and do the things you want to do. But you haven't done it and you won't do it because you believe in things that the American people don't believe in. You believe in things like, we're not going to frack. We're not going to take fossil fuel. We're not going to do things that are going to make this country strong, whether you like it or not. Germany tried that, and within 1 year, they were back to building normal energy plants. We're not ready for it. We can't sacrifice our country for the sake of bad vision. But I just ask one simple question. Why didn't she do it? We're a failing nation. We're a nation that's in serious decline. We're being laughed at all over the world. All over the world, they're laughed. I know the leaders very well. They're coming to see me. They call me. We're laughed at all over the world. They don't understand what happened to us as a nation. We're not a leader. We don't have any idea what's going on. We have wars going on in the Middle East. We have wars going on with Russia and Ukraine. We're going to end up in a third world war, and it'll be a war like no other because of nuclear weapons, the power of weaponry. I rebuilt our entire military. She gave a lot of it away to the Taliban. She gave it to Afghanistan. What these people have done to our country, and maybe toughest of all, is allowing millions of people to come into our country. Many of them are criminals, and they're destroying our country. The worst president, the worst vice president in the history of our country.
President Trump, thank you. And that is our ABC News presidential debate from here in Philadelphia at the National Constitution Center. I'm Lindsay Davis.
And I'm David Muir. Thank you for watching here in the U.S. and all over the world and from all of us here at ABC News. Good night.
قدرمن اوریدونکو لیدونکو بیا ستړي مشهید ځانګړي خبرونې ته او تاسو هم د امریکا مرستيالي ولسمشر د کاملا هریس او پخوانی ولسمشر ډونلډ ترامپ ترمنز د مناظره وکټله چې د امریکا ایالت پنسلوانیا ښار په فلادلفیا په کانسټیټیوشن سنټر کې تر سره شوله هم په دې باندې بوس نور خبرې ترې
نور خبرې ترې لپاره به چې په دا مباحثه کې ادوارو خاندانانو په څه مهم بحثونه وسول یا څه خبرې دی په دې اکله باندې به د مهاز مرسره د نیویارک څخه سمور سیډن کار جانګیر خټک صاحب سره ملسوي دي خټک صاحب بیا هم ختم راواله
ستړي مشي
ډیر مننه یو ځل بیا ډیر سلامونه تر
وعلیکم سلامونه خټک صاحب مباحثه تاسو هم مولي دل د دواړو کاندیدانو ترمنځ کداراتو یې چې تاسو دغه مباحثه څنګه تحلیلوي څنګه سیړي
یو خډیر ګرمه وا ګرمه ګرمه په کډیر زیات هوا چې کم ما په خیال هرن کون کی خبر نه واده ک چې هر چا ته معلومه وا چې دا ډونلډ ترامپ چې کم مزاج دی په کومه طریقه هغه ډیبیټ کوي یا مباحثو کې برخه اخلي هم د کشانت کمل هریس چې کم بنیادی توګه باندې یو وکیل ده او ټولو مری وکالت کړي دي نو مونږ نن هغه وکیل هم وکټل چې کله هغه د خپل کمپین په حق کې او بیا ورسره د صدر بایدن په دفاع کې چې کم دلایل هغه ورکړل نو څه ځایونو کې داسې ښکارېدل چې لکه یو وکیل یو ډېر پر زور طریقې سره وکالت کوي یو خدا وا دویمه دا و چې کوم خبرې ترې وشولې نه هغه کې ما ته یو شی ډېر زیات کار شولو چې په یو بل باندې په ذات باندې هم کافی نیوکه وشولې یعنی ډونلډ ترامپ ته کیملا هریس پلار په حواله سره خبرې وکړلې چې دا هم یو مارکسیست او بیا کیملا هریس پر ډونلډ ترامپ دا تور لګولو چې دا چې کله د ثروت جایدادونه ولته کې د تور پوستانو ته ځین ورکولو او په هغه باندې دا چې کم دی لکه عدالتونو ته پټلو نو دا قسم ته ذاتی حمله هم وي بیا یو بل شی چې کم چوکې لکه مونږه ولم دا خبره کړو چې دا مباحثه همیشه د پارا کینډیډیټس کوشش تا کوي چې هغه ووټران چې چا تر اوسه پورې فیصله نوی کړی چې چا په حق کې به ووټ ورکوي نو هغه په دې کانه کې چې هغه هر لحاظ سره د نوکر یعنی د کار د پاره نه صدارت صدارتي چوکۍ د پاره او د ذمہدارو د پاره تیار دي نو مونږ دا وکتل چې هغه هم په کیملا هریس یو طرف ته په ډونلډ ترامپ دا تور لګولو چې دا یو داسې انسان دی چې کم صرف ځان ته ګوري خپل ذات ته ګوري او دا چې خپل امیر طبقے سره تعلق لرون کی عملګر او لوی لوی کاروباری ادارو مفادات او تګوري هغه امریکایانو سپاره هیڅ نه لري دړه کې چاغې مدد وکړي. او ډونالډ ټرمپ د دې یقینا چې د دې نه اتفاق نه کړلو د خلاف خپل دلایل ورکړل. او بیا ډونالډ ټرمپ چې کوم طرف نه ویل هغه دا ویل چې کیملا هاریس او بایدن کې هیڅ فرق نشته دی. کنن امریکایان د کیملا هاریس او بایدن په حواله منفی رائے لري نو سبا کا کیملا هاریس په صدر بایدن په چوکی راځي نو دا به امریکای د پاره یو ډېر بد خبر دی. او هغه دا داوا و چې امریکا بے لا پاتې دا او بیا کا جکم په لکه مزا یعنی هغه سبجیکټس یا هغه عنوان یا جکم باندې خبرې وشولې نو هغه کې خو به هر چاته معلومه ده چې لکه ټولو کې زیاتې خبرې په اقتصاد، امیګریشن، بارډر سکیورټی او بیا تر کرائم او ابارشن دا هغه درې څلور سبجیکټس وو چې کم باندې ډېر زیات خبرې وشولې. او دواړو طرفونه دا هڅوا چې هغه کا خبره د ترانسفر اف پاور یعنی د اقتدار منتقله په حواله و یعنی الیکشن د پاس یا د امریکای او د نور نړۍ سره تعلق خبره و یا د چین او د امریکای کاروباری تعلق خبره و یا د یوکرین جنگ خبره و یا د اسرائیل حماس د جنگ خبره و نو هر چرته کې چرته نه چرته به دا خبره واپس راغله چې امریکا ډونالډ ټرمپ دا دعوا و چې امریکا یو کمزور ملک جوړ شوی دی د دا بارډر سافټ دی یعنی د دې چې کم پولی دی هغه محفوظ نه دی او دلته نه لکونو خلک هغه خلک راځي چې کم جرائم کې ملوث دي نړۍ کې جرائم کمیږي په امریکا کې زیاتی کې دا ډونالډ ټرمپ دعوا و. خو کیملا هاریس دې په جواب کې دا وویل چې ڈونلڈ ٹرمپ سره هیڅ پلان نشته دی دس ریس پروگرام نشته دی لہذا خبرې به کو په پلان باندې پروگرام باندې نو بیا ما په خیال کیملا هاریس زیات چې کم هغه برګرچه ڈونلڈ ٹرمپ هریو خبرې جواب ورکړلو خو هغه دا سمات زیات اخکاره شولا چې هغه خپل پلان مخکې کولو مثلا هغه لکتر لگا درې زل د دو خبرو لکه یاده وکړه چې هغه ټیکس شه دی هغه ټیکس کې شپږ ډالر فی معصوم چکم ٹیکس کے کریڈٹ ور کئی حکومت دا طرفا آگا شولو یا نوی کاروبار شروع کول دا پارا ورکوٹ کاروبار تا ودا ورکول دا پارا $500,000 ٹیکس کے چکم مراعات دی آگا شولو یا بھی آگا خلق چکم جند کے اول گل کو رخلی آگئی تا $25,000 ٹیکس کے مراعات شولو دا آگا شیزونو چکم کیملا ہاریس دا دے بار بار ذکر اکڑو انہیں آگئی خپل پلان یس پل فوج خرفول کوشش وکړلو. بل طرف ته ڈونلڈ ٹرمپ چې کم رائے وا نو هغه بنیادی توګه باندې دا ثابتولو کوشش کولو چې دا تاسو وای دا کته کتا کول غوښتل نو درې نیم کال خو دې تیر کړل تر اوسه دې ولې ونه کړل او په دې باندې نو زما په خیال امید توګه باندې ډېر ګرم بحثو خو زما رائے دا ده چې کاش چې په دغه کې لک پالیسي باندې زیاته خبره شوې وي.
او بیا دا چې دا افغانستان ذکر پکې هم وشو
د افغانستان ذکر ډېر وشو مې تاسو په دې باندې
وو دغه پښتنه مې کول غوښتل چې تاسو په دې اړه سوای د دوانو طرف نه د افغانستان په حق لبانی او وختي چې څنګه تاسو خبره کول نو تاسو پکې هم احمد سیر صاحب هم دا خبره وکړه موږ چې کله دا غوینه د افغانستان پښتنه وکړه بیا تاسو هم چې لکه د ډونلډ ټرمپ له خوا د دې په حق لبانی دا بحث شروع کیدی شي او هم هغه شنه غوي د خبره راوسیړه بیا پښتنه روسم وشو پکې خدا موزي راوسیړه وو
هغه ګوري افغانستان په حواله امریکا کې نن هم ډېر درن تقسیم شته دي. امریکا کې نن هم ډېر خلکو دا رائے ده چې په کومه طریقه افغانستان نه امریکای ځواکونه وتلی وو دینه خام کې ده شو او زما په خیال دی کې دا چې کوم بایدن اداره ده هغه هم دی کې لکه د خبرت را اتفاق کوي چې بالکل هر تخه کې دی شو خو چې کومه فیصله واغ درست وو هم دغه خبره کې مله هرې سوکړه ده چې کله دا تاسو شولو چې آیا تاسو دا خیال نه دی چې دا په کومه طریقه دا ویډرول شو یا ځواکونه وباسل شوی دا خو دې نه خم کېدې شو چې کوم ډونلډ ټرمپ دا داوا واچ کله ډونلډ ټرمپ باندې دا تورو لګیدلو کیملا هاریس دا ویل چې دا زموږ د پاره یو شرمناک مثال جوړي په نړۍ کې چې زه بهر ځم ځکه چې تا پر خلک خاندي دا وایي چې او ما پر هغه خلک خاندي چې کما نوکرانه وستیو نوکرانه مزکه وستیو چې هغه بیکار وو او بیا هغه دا تور یو دل بیا په افغانستان راوستل چې ګوري افغانستان نه چې په کومه طریقه تاسو ځواکونه وباسلیو نو هغه نه پس کو پکار ده چې کم از کم دا بغټیو جنرال کوم کور تاسو ته لوي نو تاسو خو یو قسم راونو سولو ځکه چې تاسو کمزوري نو زما په خیال سیاست پکې ډیر زیات وو افغانستان په حواله ډونلډ ټرمپ لکه دا داوا کوله چې 15 اتیا ارب ډالر وسله طالبانو ته تاسو پریښودله تاسو کمزوري خودلی ده نو افغانستان بالکل ماته داسې ښکاري چې را روانو ورځو کې په افغانستان په حواله چې کم دا خبرې دي هغه به زیاتېږي بلکې نن هم وال سټریټ جرنل کې ډیر لوی خبر شایع شوی دی چې کم کې هغه واقعیات بیان کړل شوی دي چې کله صدر بایدن دا فیصله کړې و چې افغانستان موږ ځواکونه وباسو او هغه وخت کې کاملا هاریس څه کردار و پدې باندې نن ډېر تفصيلي مضمون په وال سټریټ جرنل کې شایع شوې ده او ما په خپل پدې بر روان ورځو کې بحث پم ډېر کېږي او سیاست پم ډېر کېږي
او د دغه مباحثه مهمه ټکو باندې وکټو ته تاسو د 5 نومبر باندې چې کوم انتخابات را روان دي د هغه کوم موضوعات چې فکر کوئ چې پر راتلونکي نومبر کې به پر د انتخابات ډېر جوړ تاثیرات ولري هم
اقتصاد اقتصاد او اقتصاد امریکه کې همیشه د پاره ټاکنو فیصله کورنۍ چې کومه معاملې په هغه باندې کیږي نن چې موږ کوم بحث وکړو تاسو ګوري کتا سو دا یو دل بیا کدا د بحث کتا سو هغه سوټوي د چې کوم سکرپټ د هغه روباسي چې کوم انټرنیټ په ذریعہ ملي او ویدیشي کتا سو وګوري چې کوم لفظ ټوله کې زیات کم ټکي ټوله کې زیات استعمال شوی دی تاسو په کې اقتصاد خاري او سبب الکاري مضبوطه پوله محفوظه پوله ایمیګریشن دا هغه او بیا ابورشن باندې هم دواړو کې تقسیم مو خدامه پکل هغه تقسیم څو ډیر زیات دروند ماته نشو ښکاره چې کوم دروند تقسیم دی هغه په بنیادی توګه باندې چې کوم بارډر سکیورټي ایمیګریشن او اکانومي دا هغه لوی ټکی دی او روان ورځو کې ماته دا فکر چې پدې باندې او بیا یو بل شی چې کوم ما پکل ډونلډ ټرمپ لته کې ماته ډیر کمزور ښکاره شولو اغه د چکم د صحت عامه نظام دی زکه چې کله اغه نه دا تاسو وکړل شولو چې تاسو اوباما کیر همیشه مخالفت کولو او چې کله ته صدر جوړ شو نه تاسو اغه اوباما کیر ختم نکړلو او ډونلډ ترامپ ویل چې او دا خو دغه چې مونږه خیال داو چې دا کې مونږ ډیر بدلون نه کول غواړو د سره بیا مسلې نور زیات دي شي نو بیا هغه چې تاسو ویتنه ډیوډ میور ته نه تاسو وکړلو چې تا اوس څه پلان دی نو ډونلډ ترامپ ورته وایي چې زول صدر نه يم جوړ چې زه صدر جوړ شم بیا وی جوړو مطلب څه شولو چې فلحال داسې ښکاری کا غسر سره پلان دی نو نن کم از کم په دې بحث کې هغه دا هغه سره لوی ټکی ښکار نه کړل مخې طرف په ګوته نه کړلو نو ما په خیال په دوه باندې خوب خبرې کیږي بیا ور سره ګن کنټرول دی امریکا کې دنه چې کم ریس ریلیشن دی ګوري په دې باندې هم لکه هغه سوال شولو چې ډونلډ ترامپ د کیملا هاریس چې کم نسل دی یعنی دا هغه پلار تور پوسټو موره دا هندستان سره تعلق لرونکي هندو خزوا نو هغه پر ریس باندې سوال شولو نو ما تخکاری چې په دې باندې بم یو لکه یو هغه کیږي ځکه یو بل شی هم ریس کې ډېر یعنی ډېر ما په خیال بنیادی کردار بلوي هغه څه شی دی یو ټکه استعمال شولو ډونلډ ترامپ دا ویل چې دا چې کم غیر قانوني خلک را روان دي د دې خلکو چې کم د پټس دي چې دا چا پښوګانې او سپیسه تللی دي د دې نسی یو هغه خوري لګیا دي او دا ډونلډ ترامپ بیان نه دی دا اصل کې چې کم د چې کم نائب صدارتي امیدوار دی جی ڈی ویس هغه دا بیان راغلو ورسته دا سو روزونه او هغه چا په ل اشاره کوله هغه هیټي سره تعلق لرونکو خلکو او ورتره چې کم مشرقي ایشیا سره تعلق لرونکو خلکو باندې دا تور لګولو چې دا غیر قانوني توګه باندې راغلي دي او نه یوازې دا چې د مونږ په خاريونو او خارګوټو کې کرایمز کوي یعنی قانون ماتوي بلکې ورسره د خلکو سپیو پښوګانې خوري نو دا هم نو دا څه شولو ریس دا چې یعنی نسل په بنیاد باندې خلک په ګوته کول نو ماته دا ښکاری چې چوکې دې باندې هم نن دا خبر اوسوله او دا به را روان ورځو کې موږ ته بحثونو کې ښکاری او د امریکای خارجه پالیسی به یقینا چې وی هو آیا دا به د فیصله کوي ماته ګران ښکاری فیصله به څه کوي فیصله به همدا کا اقتصاد ایمیګریشن ابورشن بارډر سکیورټي او چې بیا د امریکای دنه چې کم د امریکای چې کم د نړیوال چې کم دا تودخ دی چې کم اقلیمی بدلون دی دې په حواله سوالو شولو دې په حواله بحثو شولو او هغه باندې هم ما په خیال چې را روانو ځکه باز کیږي ځکه چې ډونلډ ټرمپ هغه صدر وو چچا چکل دا صدر جوړ شو خپل فرست ټرم کې دا امریکا دا پیرس کلائمټ ټریټی نه بهر روباسلو او چکل صدر بایدن راغلو نو امریکا واپس په پیرس کلائمټ ټریټی کې واچول چې کندر لاندې امریکا د خپل چې کم د خطرناک ګیسونو اخراج دغه کمی لګیا
مننه بکو جانګیر خټک صاحب چې پر تا مباحثه مو به هم امر سره خبري وکړلې تاسو شش په واړو مننه
کوم ډیره مننه تاسو تم ډیره
داوا ځانګړي خبرونه
و او اوریدونکو لیدونکو د دې ځانګړي وخت هم پاتې ورسېد تاسو مننه بسو کو چې غډون خو پکې د لیدو په شکل کې و خو بیا هم د ټولو به مننه کو به شي جان تاسو ډیره مننه
تاسو مننه کوم خپل تخنیکی همکارانو به مننه کو چې د خبرونه تاسو ته وړاندې کړل سوال او خپل ملمنو به هم مننه کو چې په دې خبرونه کې وخت راوسی او دا مباحثه مهم ټکی چا و هغه باندې هم خبرې
او د دې ټول ټیم چې دا محل په دې مناظره باندې ډېر خب مهنت وکړو د ټولو ډیره زیات مننه کوم ما په خیال د نمونه غوښته وخت پکې پاتې نشو
نو نو یو ټول څه مننه کوم تاسو ته شا چا شي چاري او شپه سلام
ستړي مشي عزتمندو کتونکو د وایس اف امریکی ډیوا خبره او سندره تاسو خپل کوربه بختیار خټک په یو نوي ډول باندې د جدید دور د تقاضو چې څه غوښتنې دي هغه مطابق تاسو ورده مونږ یو سازینه تاسو ته وړاندې کوو. ما په خیال چې ادې وړاندې بتاسو دومره مزدار سازینه نه اوریدلی. ډیرو ملګرو لپاره بدایو ځانګړی رنگ چې ای په کم تل باندې تلی او مونږ ته وایي خو مونږ سره یو ګلګل علي شاهزاده تاسو کتو مخامخ د ډیسک باندې ولاړ دی. ایرشو بنگش چرته د بنگشو قبيله چرته پاغي کې بیا د ادمره نوې ځانګړې انداز ستړي مشه ایرشو بنگش.
السلام علیکم سنگه تاسو.
وعليكم السلام. تاسو خي
الحمدلله زبردست
ټول نړۍ تاسو ګوري تاسو دا دا تاسو مونږ بده پوي کې دا ست طریقې کار دی.
دا بس جديد ټرن ټیبل دی مونږ یو اتنیک پرفورم کوي اتنیک فوک
نه پختو پختو ټکی براته وینو ما غوند بډیر داسي جو په نه
پوي فوک ټول پیج
او فوک خو زو ټیک شو او
ور دي کې ترانس سنتسایزرز دی electronic music the in short
ona ghe de para os da kade pukhto te kinish ta ghe mon kasur khona shda de ka
khair de
kha
dese mahkem shwi de khola ka present shwi na de
kha
no voice of america de mana che mon dil taral aur mon der kha presentation ko
der kha
ethnic aur folk
aur da tool ta som umde ki record kai ho da tool system din ro ka gi
bilkul exactly
kha aur da malgari ta sara
da mon sara colleague ragle da islamabad
na kha
اور بیسیکلی سو ابید
ها او پختو جبه خو نشی ویله پښتو کنه خسته نه مسته
دی غزل نوم دی او خلک فیمس ته پګی زبان دی
ها 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 خډیر خوند وکو او دا سیده تاسو ورځ وړاندې خبرې کوم ځکه دا نه نه جسم خبرونه دا عزتمندو پاغه کی ټوټل زیاتره میوزیک شکم دی اغه اومدا ایرشو بنگش په خپل یوزانګړي ډول باندې وړاندې کوي او دې کی تاسو وکړه چې یو ډیر ځانګړی ساز تاریخي ساز سرندې استاد مونږ سره دی او دا مایکو ماتره کې ارشو تاسو به اجازه تم را کې زو استاد سره دوه درې ټکی خبري ریکارډ لپاره خوندي کوم عزتمند تاسو په علم کې دا چې پښتونخوا د سیمې کې یو دغه یو واحد کورنۍ خوده بخله منیر سرحدی صاحب هم دغه یک یو زوی چې نن سبا دا ساز تر داده مو پردیش باندې ساتل دي اجازه سرحدی لاله مونږ سره دی ستړي مشي جی څنګه چل ډیر خوندونه کو
ټول نه پہلا هو وایس اف امریکا ډیو
ها
ته کتا سمال ملنا راکا ډېر ډېر مې باندې ډېر ډېر شکریا
سلام ورسي
او دا تاسو یو نوې جدت پکيو کو ډېر مزه راغ مال هو
مونږ ته خود تاسو سره مزه
مال لري
بس تاسو خوند درکو یقینا دې ټول نړۍ ته خوند
ورکړي
لا لا دا ساز دا خو سل کال زوړ ساز دی تاسو ماته ویلو
زما دا بابا ماما غولا
ها
ال انډیا ریډیو کې
ها دا او مکه ساز دی دا
مکه سارنګ دا
او تر اوسه پورې تاسو غوي
ما سر ما سره تلور دي
ها
دا یو د نې کمې ده بل نې کمې ده ټول ما سره پتی دي دا ما سره
دا ډېر قیمتي
دا قیمتي دا
ډېر مالدار دی
نه ډېر قیمتي
دا ساز خو ختمي لګیا دی دې بچکول دي پاره مو سوچ نه کړی
بس کلچر ډیپارټمنټ والا را سره مذاکره چالو کړی دي
کومه کې ټګیر سره چالو
نه 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 مذاکره تر سره چالو کړی دي
ها
او بس برادا اکیډمی کو لاوی د خیر
ها ها ها
د خیر
نو تاسو دا لوس کوي چې لګدا به تاسو شاګردان ما جوړوي
نه ولې نه ولې نه
ها ها ها
چې د مور شم بزان سره به کبر دی
الله مولا الله
مولا بلته دا غشي نو بیا به پد نه مار بابا او زمونږ نوم په جون دی جرات او زوی مې غګي زوی مې غګي
ها ها زوی زوی ته شروع
کړ
تاسو یې غسه سکسوفون شروع کړی
سکسوفون مې غګي او شپلم غګي
ها 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 ها
او سپرانو غګي
ها ها ماشالله ډیر ښه
او سارندم
دا ورته خامو
سارندم ولا چالو کړو
ها ها ها
او جو
ډیر ښه ده سلامات اوسې عزتمند مونږ وړه شاندې د ما خلوز کوم غواړو چې نه نه خبرونه کې مونږ ډیر ناویاته ناویاته رنگونه تاسو سره وړاندې کوو به تاسو بغینه خوند واخري لاله ژوند خوړي به ملاقات
ډیر ډیر مونږ ډیر ډیر
ډیر ډیر
Yeah, we represent the 91. Khabara bada kam kom bahara hawala na kam de na kam kom bahara hawala nazino ehtiram kom bazino hawalo nazino ehtiram kom bahara hawala mayus is ramati sadi khande hum no ta ta khu salam kom bahara hawala da jabar da fasad da dar gale yo zor wa ke gandan da nizam kom bahara hawala da le bakhlasom da shok da bazola li pase va fam kom bahara hawala bakwase yo bezay yo bi waqta be mantaka zarat sta ilzam kom bahara hawala mumtaz khud khabar charta hum khlo din da knab tol gam ba gam kom bahara hawala hey 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 sadghani nur yam zab pukhto sab kom dim yo kan pukhto khali khari khanum yam sadghani nur yam sadghani nur yam sadghani nur yam zab pukhto sab kom dim yo kan pukhto khali khari khanum yam sadghani nur yam sadghani nur yam hey 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 strictly for the fun yes yes yagi maja heliyam amyonar humyam rur sarain khate pade ran pasuta sarayam pramikal saka salur viruna datar burgunum alakran zi pasanda zadumra besarayam kurbande me helam kol badishi da khazizat zada komalakim zada tul kalid sarayam kashte ka kodala da zamada da da khada rukdishi angres talim zaba pukhto varayam sai samay inkar kade dindari me kabula da au khude ka khabar nur zada allah parayam tasu ta chi har sahar sakar sa khabar da zaba khpal guman ke da jannat spina kontarayam helam ک پویا دا هنر دکا اخلاق وس زخو متاثر دا خیر البشر یم اس نہ کو نور بسرا ټول خپل بناس یم برخه د تقدیر یم هلو زلو نه منکر یم زد غنی نور یم زب پختو سر کوم دم یو کان پختو خړی خوري خانم یم زد غنی نور یم زد غنی نور یم زد غنی نور یم زب پختو سر کوم دم یو کان پختو خړی خوري خانم یم زد غنی نور یم زد غنی
بلے ان میں بہار ہو ان میں بول بلے ہو پش بتیزی پلاس اچھلے پورن بھی مل دچا نند چا ملے زدہ غنی رو رے استڑی مشی استڑی مشی
پار مشی
سرنگ چل دے خیریت تے میر
او جی بالکل
او تیمور دا تا سو بھئی کم رنگ پیش کو میر او تیمور سوک تھی
دا ٹیم جنریشن دوارا پرز دی فرام پشاور
ٹیم جنریشن
او جی
تے تا سو دیدی دیدی
دوانو کمبائن
ٹیم جنریشن ہاں او دا تاسو کل نه دا
دا زمون درم کال چې ده پوره کې دواله ده ان شاء الله
او دا په مخه تاسو هم دا ریپر په تور باندې کار کوي پښتو کې دین اوران دي شي وي دي
نه دا زمون فرست پروجیکټ تو ایشو بای سری زمون فرست پروجیکټ تو
ها نه دا 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 کیسه ما میوزیک د دین اوران دي پښتو کې شوی دي
آی ډونټ تھینک سو
ماچ شوی دي نه شوشتا بلا کړي کړي بلا الکان ته جوړي کړي او تاسو په خبر کې میشته
نو
دلته کې تاسو دې کیسه مارکیټ ښکاری
مارکیټ خو جوړول غواړي په خپل باندې ان شاء الله جوړ بشي وخت سره سره خوشته ده ډیر ریپر زوتی دی پشاور نه سلیم خان دورانی وغیرہ
ها 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 زبردست او دا تیمور جان
السلام علیکم
سر مزار سٹائل دے گا کیمرے سے مخا مخش چے کیمرے دے مزار سر خوندی کی تاسو دے کم زی
بیسیکلی زے یما د باجوڑ ایجنسی
وا وا وا
او عثمان خیلیو
باجوڑ ایجنسی
جی جی
او دا انداز
بالکل
او دا سوما مزار دا سو دے ممتاز اور اگزی لالا کلام انتخاب کنا
جی بالکل
او دا طرز دا چارا جوڑ کڑو میوزک ہو ارشو بنگشتے کنا
ارشو بھائی میوزک کمپوز کو اینڈ ما او سمیر چ دے مون پ کمبائن مون دے کمپوزیشنز کڑو اینڈ وی ڈڈ دس اینڈ ٹول لکا دا زمون آئیڈیا و بیسک
مشترکہ مشترکہ رالی
نو بس آغا شری بیا مون کمپوز کو اینڈ بیا مون ارشو بھائی تو اور لا غی خوخ شو نو غی وچ لیس ریکارڈ نو مونږ هغه ریکارډ
خزبر ده تاسو ته وکټول نه لري ګوري اور پښتو کې دا رنگونه په کار دي د نیوی دور ته قاضی دي نو دا تاسو کور نه اجازه ته
بیسیکلی پہله خو دیشی د پاره زکه چې زمونږ کم کلچر دی زمونږ کم دستور دی نو دا غي مطابق دا شی میوزیک کول دا موسیقي وغیرہ دا شی زونه چې زمونږ سوسایټي کې ډېر بد ګڼل کی خو چې کله مونږ دا شی سٹارټ کو اینڈ بیا زمونږ میوزیک خلکو اور دو دا غي باندې ریسپانس راغو نو هغه د خلکو ډېر زیات خوښ شو نو افټر دیٹ چې زما چې کوم مور پلارونو هغه مونږ ته د دې شی بیا اجازه راکو چې خاطا سودا شی کول شي
مخه
خو انیشلی چې هغه دې شی باندې بالکل رضا نو او ډېر تکلیف و هغه ټایم کې بالکل ہر یو کس ڈفرنٹ ڈفرنٹ جانورس کے راضی او مونگ پخ پلم کوشش کو لگیا یو مونگ اخبل دا پختو دا کلچر دا پارا کوشش ہو کوئی اوور کوڈ ون تک او مونگ دا سانگ پریزنٹ کو دل تک وائس آف امیرکا کے نو داستا سوڑے رگاٹا مہربانی
مہربانی
او مونگ تا چتا
سوڑے نوے رنگ را کو مونگ تا یقین ہو کئی ملگرو پتر دیر خوند اگر دیر خبر دیر کئی تے ماں ون سادہ بات سڑے خبرو چلن دیر دی خدا دا ایک دیکھ دو کلامونو تاسو انتخاب چکڑو اخو ٹک تا خدا دی دا سرو کے ونش تاسو را جوڑ کرو دیر سر سوئی تاسو
مونگ تا ہو کوئی
ہک
جی
دا چالی کلے دے دا چارا جوڑ کڑے دے
اصل کی دا ایشو بھائی سے جکلا منگ ناس تو منگ دا پروجیکٹ کمپوز کولو نو ایشو بھائی ول کدی کی ورکوٹ شان ہک واسی ڈیر خوان بو کی ہر ٹائم ہک وو نہ منگ سرے نو تیمور آن سپاٹ بس میوزک اور دو اینڈ پخلو بانے دا را لو
اسے ہک ہم پختو کے دیتے وے کو دیتے کنا دا سے ہک کنا
اٹ واز آل رینڈم بس سڈنلی پخلو بانے را لو
ایشو بھائی تخلیقی سڑے ہم تو خود ہم رکار نہ کی بہار حال
بس تیمور پخلو بانے دا لیرکس را لو اور ایشو بھائی خوش لو
تاسو دواړه داسې راجوښ شي دا مخه مخ ماستر کیمرا ده تاسو دواړه مشترکه پیغام نړۍ ته ورکوي دا مایک راوالي خپل د ژړه خبره دواړه یو خبره د کیمرې ته مخه مخ کوي
نو زه به خپل زمونږ چې کم یانګسترز دي زمونږ ایج کې او کم نیو راځي میوزیک ته ان کیږي نو زه به غوښته ټولو ته دا پیغام ورکول غواړم چې خپل کلچر ایکسپلور کړي خپل کلچر مخ کې کړي او آغا شاعری آغا کلامونه وګوري آغا کلامونه روچت کوي چې کم ډیر ډیر ډیپ میننګز والے دي آغا کلام تاسو اوچت کوي او مخکې دا پښتو خپل چې دا پروموټ کوي او ټول یو بل سره په امن او امان کې اوسېږي ځکه چې مونږ پښتانی او مونږ د امن پیغام ورکو مخکې
ډیر ښه اوکے جی
زبا خپل یانګسترز ته دا ویل غواړم چې ادریګه ما قلم لائف کے مودرے کے روانو سے محنت کوے اینڈ یو نو یور از راضی چھ کس مخ کیوز ہی ہو نو تلہن جم والا یو لائن دے آگے مانے میں ختم کو لگا رہے لڑکے لگا رہے
سلامت اسی اور تاسو پمینہ کے اوگورا ماو مسور شرٹ لری بو منم چې ګرمي هم دا خولی روانه هم راغلی دي خو بیا هم تاسو دا سپین سپین شرټس اغوستې ونه ما جزم د سر ملګرتیا وکم دمکو عزت مندو او بیا یو بل ځانګړي رنگ سره راځو
خبریں ماں کوا پاتے شاہی سار شاہ نندت لو خبر
خالد جہانگیر لنڈ زندگی ڈیر زیاد خوندې کوی ډیر زیات
مننه
کلام دی چاو لنډ زندگی
دا جی د خاطر افریدی صاحب کلام او دا ډیر پہلا چې دی ارشودی اور ارسلان زموږ یو فرند دی جام بوایز
جام بوایز والا
هغه دی کړو دا خو بیا دی وجوهات په وجه هغه ریلیز نشو داسې سب وجه و نو زما ډیر زیات خو خو نو ما بیا ارشود ته وویل ارسلان ته یار چې ما به کله جیمنګ کولو دی له به خوند ورکول دی وی چې یار داستا په आवाज ډیر خلګي
اوم دا کمپوزیشن اول نه دا کمپوزیشن
او جی نو بس بیا ما دی د غو کو به دی وی چې
افیشل دا کمپوزیشن و دی چې
دا ارسلان جوړ کړو
ها ها
میوزیک ولې شو ور کړی دی
ارشود بنګشتا کې خوډیر کار دی تاسو خو ما ته لفټ نه راکو یقین کې تاسو خو دې نه پس کا دا کوم ها بهرحال دویم کلام شریکونه به چې را سره
دویم چې دا زما کمپوزیشن هم پخپل دی لیکلې هم ما پخپل دی
ها
او بیا په مینس کې کوم روبای دا د غنی بابا پکې مونږ بیا یوز کا نو اغه سره چې دغه رنگ ډیر
تا څو خپل ټکی لیکلی او ترس مزو کړو اغه کې مو بیا د غنی بابا کلام شریک زه زه په دې دغه پلوټلو کې شوبنګ سره دوه خبرې کوم د مایک راکوي وړاندې خو بدا سی و چې زه په ځای باندې ناستم خدا دې شوبنګش غوښتنه و چې تاسو به مونږ دیزل ته په پروګرام کې په ولاړ باندې مونږ سره شوبنګش تاسو په ډیر کار دې دا سمره وخت دا میوزیک سره تړلې تاسو
الکترونیک میوزیک زما ډیر کم ټایم کې تقریبا 5 ایئرز کې خو نور چې کوم دې اورینټل انسټرومنټس رباب گیټار دا شیزونه شو دې ډیر وخت کې بچپن نه پلی کوم
چې او تاسو خو قبیله بنگش
جی جی
خار کې اوسېږي
بالکل پی خبر کې اوسېږي
نو دې میوزیک اجازه ته قرآن ځان نشته تا غوړې
ځکه ما شروعات کو نو اوس بره پسې ټول را روان
خا 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 جی تاسو ټول دا ینګستر سترلې تاسو دې کیمرې او دې ایڈیټنګ دا هم دې سره تړلې ویډیوز وغیرہ
ډایریکشن ډاکومنټریز او ټیلی فلمز وغیرہ زما مین الټا ارننګ سورس اف انکم الټا ناراضي
خا
بس میوزیک شوق نه وسلګې
او دا زده کړم چې سره غوړې ځات وخت پړې ډېر عمر غوړې
بس ټایم یو لور کړې فری ټایم کې بس ورک اوټ ون استودیو دلته کې بس ناستې ما بس د کومم او کافی ینګسترز
بالکل
نو انسټیټیوټ سم اوس کولاو شو نو الکانو ته پکار دي چې نور غلط شي زونه نه خدای چې سړی میوزیک انسټیټیوټ کې لګ اکټیویټیز او جوائن کی
ډیر ښه
جی
ډیر مهرباني ډیر زیات خوند
وکړو سو مچ
او یقینا چې دا اخیری کم کلام مو شریکو افساس موسیقي کې به موږ زیات خوند
ثانک یو ویری
مننه کوم ښه جی خالد جانگیر صاحب بس پروگرام را غونډو تاسو وو چې دویم اخیری کلام چې کوم دی تاسو خپل طرز خپل ټکی
جی جی
او تاسو ما زکه دا پښتنو نه کې تاسو تعلق تاسو ماته ویل چې نو خاص سره تعلق ته غو سره خوندې دي خو څه خبره پس زړه کې لري چې خطرګه کیمرا مانه د نړۍ ملګرو سره شریک کړي
بس زخم چې خوشاله اوسېږي د مشرانو خیال ساتي د یو بل خیال ساتي او د میوزیک حواله کې دا وایم چې کم ینګسترز را روان دي نو د دې زده کړو کې مونږ ته خو موقع ډېر زیات د زده کړې نه ملو شوی خو بیا بار ال خپل کوشش هم کړي دي چې یو څو استادان دي چې غین زده کړو کو تاسو هم زده کړو کې خوشاله اوسېږي آباد اوسېږي
یقینا ډېر زیات خوند وکړو خوشاله عزتمند اوسې عزتمند تاسو یقینا د دې خبرول نه ډیر زیات خوند زکه غسه چې زه په خپل په اول ځل باندې با دا قسمه پروګرام راټول کو نو بهر حال دا خو به تاسو رائے مونږ ته خپل راکوي شي نن نه خبرونه څنګه وو په تلو څوکې دا یو مزدار باندې کلام مزدار غږ
کا زیشنے میں پکا پر بھی